The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to have some tourney talk and a special appearance from R.J. Bell and a hell of a lot more in a very short time. Let's do this. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There is also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday, where we do things a little bit differently on a very, very short show. We put odds on everything. So when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, and if you're going to call, this is probably your best chance to do it because we're going to be on the road the next 2 days. We will not be on air. We will be on the stream because we'll have college basketball in the air. But whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds this is going to be an awesome show, Hoffman?
72%?
Okay. I was going to go 63.
Okay.
Because You're
over here like you're massaging yourself.
Yeah, I'm hurting. I'm hurting a little bit today. But hey, man, I've made it 3 days in a row now. I feel good, except for the fact that I can't lift my arms. But
well, that happens.
It'll be fine.
I'll just get that leg day tomorrow.
Well, I do kind of a weird old football off season program thing where I work everything. I just don't overdo it. But yeah, and it's. I mean, I'm fat. But I'm in pretty good shape for a fat guy, so I've been able to do a hell of a lot more than I thought. And today I upped everything, and now I'm feeling a little bit.
It happens. It happens to the best of
you
us.
Get it, well, and I'm not the best of anything. So you get excited, and you start going and going and going, and then you realize, maybe I overdid it a little bit. But that's all right. I'd rather overdo it. Just get in there tomorrow and take it a little easier. What you got going, man?
Sports and stuff. I've got dinner reservations tonight, one of my favorite places. I've got beer drinking to do tonight. So nice. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, I've actually been behaving because I want to make sure I get to the gym each morning.
Yeah.
I'm probably not gonna behave tonight. So
I still do it. I still go to the gym the next
day. Yeah, but see you're younger. You can do that. I can't really pull that off anymore. But I will I'm gonna try it tonight. We're gonna go out and see some comedy and do some karaoke and drink some beer and so tomorrow will be hangover day at the gym. But that's okay. Actually, when you're beating people up, that's different. But if you're just lifting, I kind of like that because the first half of it, you don't even realize you're working out because you're still hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that point, you kind of sweat out all the crap and you feel a lot better.
If I drank a lot the night before, like if I go, depending on if I go to the fight gym, I'm just going to sweat it out on somebody's face, which is kind of gross.
Yeah.
But if I go to my regular gym before I even start lifting, I'll just go sit in the sauna for 20 minutes and kind of get some of the poison out.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah.
I have to start trying that. But usually I'll run. Well, what this place is now, I'll either run down there or bike down there. So it kind of sweats it out doing that.
It works.
But either way, yeah. Tips for hangovers on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. we're pretty good at those. That's there is that. So first thing from the games last night, you at least had a fight.
Yeah.
There was that.
There's that. The first game actually ended up being really good.
Yeah, it was.
And the second game Kansas State was blowing them out and then it got close and then Kansas State ends up pulling away a little bit, but they were both decent games last night. I didn't watch them live. I was watching, I watched Logan last night.
And what were your thoughts?
John, you said you loved Logan?
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was good, not great. Like, I was not... I had... People set me up with high expectations going into that.
Yeah, everybody... there's been a lot of people who were telling me, oh, this is great. You gotta go see it, man.
And I was kind of like...
You know why? Because all the other Wolverines sucked.
Maybe.
And compared to the this compared to every Wolverine movie was by far the best one.
See,
it's not Deadpool.
Let me give a spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen Logan and you don't want to know what's going on, turn it down. I'm not going to give away the plot or anything. I'm going to tell you one of the things that bothers me about it. Wolverine's a pussy. I mean, it's...
We're not on the stream yet.
Oh.
Well, we are, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, so a wimp.
Wolverine's a lady part. It's like... I don't know if he's got the cancer or what's going on.
He's dying.
Yeah, like, who wants to watch a movie about that? It's lame. Like, the whole point of Wolverine movies is he's going around kicking everybody's ass. And
slicing people to bits?
He's falling to pieces. I mean, it's just not, like, he's not, like, the cool thing about Wolverine, you hurt him and he heals. And in this movie, it's just not happening. It's like, what's the point of the guy then? You know, like, get him out of here. Why am I watching a movie about him? So, I don't know. Like, that's just, it wasn't for me. I mean, it was decent. I mean, it's not trash. But it's definitely not as good as I expected after people were like, oh my God, this is what Wolverine was meant to be. And I'm like, no, that's not what Wolverine's meant to be.
This movie had more violence and is more graphic than any Wolverine movie has been.
It did. Now, how about if the story would have matched up with...
I don't know. I like the story.
I didn't. I thought the story was stupid. I thought the story was actually horrible. And I also thought the acting was pretty bad. Like, the little girl is... That girl, she has a weird face. She's a horrible actress. Like, what are we doing here?
X-23, which is actually a comic book character.
Okay. She's horrible.
Well, I don't think she speaks too much English.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great for acting.
Yeah. Good casting.
Well, I'm now convinced I'm just going to wait for it to show up on demand. I was going to go see it.
I don't know. Maybe I should have watched Get Out last night. Like, maybe that's what I should have done. I don't know.
Yeah, I still need to go watch that.
Yeah, I keep hearing great stuff about
still,
that.
I think
people.
It's still at 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
That one douchebag gave it a bad review.
I mean, or it could be the 99 other douchebags who gave it a good review when it didn't deserve it.
I don't know, because everybody I talked to that watched it says that it's a must watch.
LeVar Ball and what is his damn name?
Charles Barkley?
No, they're playing right now on Sports Nation.
On like an 8-foot goal.
Marcellus Wiley. Yeah. Like Marcellus is wearing one of those stupid 3B hats. I'm so done with the Ball family. Like, I saw today on TMZ Sports that LeVar Ball's family household got broken into. And I was like, you know why that doesn't surprise me? Because you were on ESPN yesterday talking about two of your sons have $100,000 cars when your wife's a teacher and showing off all the fancy stuff in your house. Yeah. No wonder you got robbed. That's not surprising to me. So... I'm just, it's overkill to me. I've seen enough of the guy.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he's turning into a Kardashian. He's just famous for being famous.
I mean, he just says crazy things, and people are, like, buying into it. I could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. My son's better than Steph Curry. Okay, like, my dong is bigger than John Holmes. You buying it? No?
No.
Weird.
Did he say that last part?
No, that's my impersonation of Mr. Ball. You say something absurd, and it's like, oh, people just take it as like you really even believe it. I don't think he believes that. I think he's just saying things, getting people riled up,
and that's the problem. People just run with it.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, he look what he said. What do we care?
Can I also point out maybe my biggest pet peeve in sports, at least in radio? Actually, no, it's TV too. But sports media, as soon as the brackets are released, everyone has to pretend to be an expert. They have to talk like, and all they're doing is regurgitating something they heard from someone who does this for a living. But they start to talk about RPI and KenPom and Sagarin rankings and BPI and and then they talk about like they give phony reasons for why this team's no good, why this team's good, and they can't name the coach or the player on that team. It makes me crazy, and it is rampant. Like, how come everybody can't just be like, well, you know, I really don't watch that much college basketball, so I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. But they don't. They just pretend to be an expert. That'd be like when the NHL playoffs start up, me, like, you know, sitting here and telling you exactly what's going to happen. I'd be just making things up because I don't watch regular season NHL. How the hell would I know? And I know these people aren't watching college basketball. Like, there's people that I can almost guarantee you have watched less than 3 college basketball games this season. But they'll still talk about why this 12 seed's going to beat this 5 seed. Does that not bother you?
Well, it should bother you because I know you watch like 150 college basketball games. And the truth is, if I didn't do the show with you and just kind of defer on that a little bit, actually quite a bit, I probably have to do the same thing.
You would have to do the same thing? You have to front like you know what you're talking about?
Because
it is a topic. Like, people want to talk about it.
Well, yeah, we have to talk about it because people are filling out their brackets. And I don't watch all the games. I follow it during the season, but not nearly to the extent you do. And I've always just kind of looked at Sagarin ratings as my thing. I do that for football, too.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I'm a college basketball expert. Having said that, you know a hell of a lot more about it than I do, but when it comes to brackets, I usually do better than you.
Yeah, that's fair.
and
I've never claimed to be some kind of bracket expert. I never will. But I it does drive me crazy. It really does.
Yeah, I think it's just people have to sound like they know what they're talking about.
Okay. Well.
And unfortunately, if people cared, like, you get to the NHL playoffs, I kind of know my stuff about that. I follow that pretty much the way you do college basketball. Yeah. And I make some plays during the season.
But I don't sit around pretending like I know what's going on.
But nobody cares here. The difference is now everybody cares about college basketball.
I guess so.
For at least the next 2 weeks. They'll quit caring when their brackets start. This is one thing I love about the tournament. The best part of the tournament is the next 2 days. Well, next 4 days. And then once it gets cut in half and people's brackets are dead, interest starts going down a little bit. And then by the time you get to the final four, it's, well, I've been watching these teams for the last 2 weeks, and you'll see a bunch of people react and say, oh, this guy, yeah, I saw him in the first round. And for the most part, yeah, people are going to care until their brackets are done.
Yeah.
And that's usually after week one for 90% of the people.
Makes me bitter.
Well, I get it. It's because you've actually been following it. You know all these players. You probably know the best player on every team in the tournament. If I challenged you on that, I bet you could do it if we went through all 68.
But I mean, that's not I guess it's not – I don't expect anybody to know that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I don't expect anyone to be following it to that extent. But when people are breaking down which 12 seed's most likely to beat a 5 seed, I feel like I'm almost certain that none of those people have seen any of these 12 seeds play a game this year. And that's when I'm like, dude, just why don't you just say, I don't know, because I haven't seen any of those 12 seeds play.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
Brazilian Hector says, it's the same with the World Cup. No one watches soccer, but then once every 4 years, everyone knows everything.
You know who doesn't pretend like they know everything? This guy. When soccer's happening, I'm saying, I have no idea who's going to win. Probably Brazil or Germany seems like a safe bet.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, you don't see me talking about, like, oh, these guys, they've got the best chance to make it out of pool play. No, because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Now, so, basically, all we do is bash the U.S. because
everybody
thinks we're supposed to be good.
Yeah, like when the Daytona 500 came around, you know why I didn't make a prediction? Because I have no idea. I don't know anything about NASCAR. So I just, and that's a big deal. People like the Daytona 500.
Yeah, not as big a deal as the tournament, though.
I guess so.
Because of brackets. It's gambling. It's all about gambling, man. And people who don't gamble, well, they probably don't listen to the show. Maybe if you do.
Maybe.
But this is their way of being able to gamble without, because filling out an office pool bracket, that's okay. It's still gambling. Just like fantasy sports is still gambling.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's a respectable gambling. Speaking of gambling, RJ Bell at 5 o'clock right now. I have to tell you about Harry's. And, man, if you just don't want to be bothered with going to the store to buy your shaving stuff, which I hate that. And I always wait till the last minute, and I would always try to use an old razor for as long as I could, and I'd cut my face up like a knucklehead. Well, now that I use Harry's, that never happens because everything gets delivered right to my door. Once you get on, you give them a plan, tell them how often you shave. They're going to send you blades when you need them. They're going to send you shaving cream when you need it. They take care of you. They do all the thinking for you. You don't have to think. You just get a great shave. You get great blades. You get quality. You save a bunch of money, and you never have to go to the store to get them. Best thing is they have their own factory, so they sell directly to you. And they upgraded their blades not too long ago. They were already good, but now they're fantastic. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. The free trial set includes a Truman set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. And I got to tell you, I never used post-shave balm until I started using Harry's. That stuff's cool. This offer is only available for the Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, if you're going to stay home and you want to cook something up that's a great meal, that's easy to make, it's convenient, it's healthy, it tastes great, and gets delivered right to your door, Blue Apron is the way to go. It's affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. They got a great variety of recipes, new ones each week. And it's flexible. You can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. It's really cool. You just go online and you pick the food that you want to come to you. It's also easy. And this is what I love because wife's going to be out of town for a while. I'm going to have to cook for myself. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients. It can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. And I like that because I'm not that good at cooking. They make it easy for you.
I think the coolest part is, you know, when you if you say, okay, I'm going to make this meal, and you go to the grocery store, you're always going to end up with too much of this ingredient or too much of that, and it may be something that you'll only use once. With Blue Apron, they send you the exact amount of each ingredient required for the recipe, so there's no food waste, which means that you're saving money in the long haul. And it's freshness guaranteed. Every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they're going to make it right. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, now would be your time. We'll take some calls the next two segments if you guys wish to drop some What Are the Odds on us. 281 says, my nine-year-old says, it seems like Fred and AJ are always drinking beer.
Not today. Not yet.
I told them some places pay them to drink, which is true. That's why we have the best job in the world. We get paid to go to bars, get paid to drink, get paid to go to the racetrack. I have no complaints whatsoever.
No.
So 713-780-ESPN 832 says, I picked Nova last year out of pure strategy to counter the rest of my office picking Kansas. Now everyone thinks I know what I'm talking about, and my ego can't tell the difference. If you win one pool every 10 years, you're doing pretty well.
I think I had Nova last year, and I didn't even come close to winning the pool because I don't think any of my other Final Four even made it out of the Sweet 16. So it sometimes picking the winner isn't not the end-all, be-all.
Yeah, although,
I mean, it helps.
You were actually close last year because when Nova won, it got you in.
It got me close, but it didn't. There were people who didn't pick the winner that beat me last year.
That's
lame, but that's
lame.
Reality.
And it's hard to do.
It actually is.
But I bet you made money betting on the tournament last year.
I did well with that.
So that's the thing. It's like when people do NFL picks and just pick winners and get a really nice percentage, that's all fine and dandy. But you know, it's totally different than picking against the spread. And I kind of feel the same way about any sport. It's easier to just flat out pick winners than it is to pick against the spread if you aren't really following it that closely. Let's squeeze in some What Are the Odds calls. We'll start with Nick. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
What's going on, guys?
Hey now.
Enjoy the show. I was just going to call and tell you. I heard y'all mention that you said that daily fantasy sports or fantasy sports is like respectable gambling. I just wanted to bring up that I would say it's a game of skill, you know, that instead of gambling, which is considered a game of chance. There are people that play fantasy sports for a living, and they consistently win on a daily basis.
I mean, I don't
Don't hang up on him because I want to get his response to this. You know, people do the same thing with sports betting, right? That there are people,
absolutely,
and that it is a game of skill, not luck.
It's still gambling.
It's still gambling. You're still gambling if you're putting money into fantasy sports. It is gambling.
I mean, poker's a game of skill, but it's still gambling.
So what determines whether or not it is skill or chance? The fact that you have to put money up or how the outcomes are determined? Or I guess that's a legal question, huh?
Yeah, I mean, not even really that because...
Well, our government has told us what's...
Yeah,
skill
they decide.
They told us that
they decide that sports betting is that is a game of chance,
and they've decided poker is a game.
Poker's a game of chance now.
But
yeah,
fantasy is a game of skill. Which
and
I,
horse racing game of skill.
Yep, but realistically, well, so is sports betting. The problem is that it's the government has been against it for so long, and now it's become a lot more mainstream, and people realize that wait a minute, this is no different. Then you picking a daily fantasy lineup. You're speculating in a market just like you did. And stock market guys don't start calling, getting all pissed off, which you did last time. But it's not any different than the stock market.
Yeah, so if it's the same as the stock market, I guess that means, you know, it's just one of those government things where they determine one form of gambling is legal. And the type of gambling that we would enjoy, that being sports betting or daily fantasy, is deemed not legal. But there should be a bill coming up in the Texas legislature here this year dealing with fantasy sports. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I know I used to play fantasy sports a lot daily before it was made illegal in Texas last year. So I hope they bring that back.
Yeah, I hope they bring it back too. And I don't care that, like, I consider it a form of gambling, and that's okay because I don't have a stigma on gambling in my world.
Yeah.
Now. And 713 says lotto tickets are chance. Exactly. That's different. Lottery, and I think we've been pretty consistent about this. At least I always have, and I think you have as well. You know, casino games are games of luck almost across the board. And that's fine. If you want to play them, that's great. Even if you're playing great blackjack, you still have to get lucky.
Yeah.
The house edge is still 1%, even if you're playing perfect blackjack. So for every person who's playing perfect blackjack who bets $100, they're going to win 99. So you're going to lose a dollar over the long haul. So you have to get lucky to win every now and then, right? And that's what those games are. Roulette, pie gal, all those are the same thing. And the only difference of sports betting is to me, not to our government, not to people who matter. To me, it is a game of skill. And we'll have RJ on to talk a little bit more about this, but poker is a game of skill with an element of luck. Daily fantasy is a game of skill with an element of luck. I consider them all very, very similar, all from the same, certainly all from the same family. They're all like brothers and sisters, but that's just my opinion, and the government doesn't agree with me. So let's try Justin real quick. What's up, Justin?
Hey, sports guys. What's the odds Houston has more than two starting quarterbacks this year?
Well, if you're going on past performances,
I would say 55%.
I'd say 90%.
Yeah.
Depending on who it... Well, if you start the season with Tom Savage, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah. If you get Tony Romo, he's probably going to get
hurt. He's going to get hurt. So...
Say you get Jay Cutler, he'll probably get hurt.
Yeah. So...
Let's say you get a rookie. Well...
good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Patrick says, government misuses their half of my money and they want to limit where I spend my half of my money, not when I'm governor. Yeah, and Black Spotted Zebra says, lottery is all chance. It's the stupidest way to gamble.
Oh, yeah, but
it is. But it's also.
That goes straight to the man.
Yeah, and And that's that drives me nuts because I hear all these commercials about the lottery. Play and win. And you look at the numbers and house edge of the freaking lottery. It's criminal. It's criminal. And they make a big deal. Oh, so-and-so won $250 million. How many people lost to get that $250 million in the pool? Nobody ever talks about them.
Yeah.
And it gives you these promises of riches that will take care of you for the rest of your life. And those scratch-offs, man. Ugh. And I know a lot of people like them. To me, if you've got disposable income and you think it's fun to do a scratch-off, go right ahead. But most of the people I see doing scratch-offs, they're scraping the last $3 out of their pocket trying to get rich. And that's, you know, that to me is a problem. No one should ever gamble unless they have the money to do it.
Yeah.
And we've said that all along. If you're not gambling, don't start. But if you, you know, if you don't have money to play, my God, don't be playing.
Yeah. All right, guys, going to tell you about Raising Cane's, where every chicken finger is hand-battered, marinated for 24 hours, never frozen. It's always fresh, and it doesn't even start cooking until you walk in the door. That's what makes a difference at Raising Cane's. Quality chicken finger meals made by their crew for yours makes a difference. They've got one love at Raising Cane's, and that's putting together quality chicken finger meals. And that includes the great chicken and the sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the toast, the cane sauce, which is, again, I always call it the perfect condiment. Handmade in their restaurants every day, a little bit sweet, a little bit spicy, a little bit tangy. It really is an amazing sauce for whatever you want to dip it in at Raising Cane's. And Raising Cane's does a lot for the community, too. They support thousands of organizations across the country and hundreds locally in each community that help out education, feeding the hungry, pet welfare. They do a lot of things for a lot of people here around the Houston area. 24 locations in the Houston area. You can find the closest one to you online and get out there and taste the difference in Raising Cane's. It's Raising Cane's. One love.
Too many times before, I'm not loving you where I wanted to. So keep your love locked down.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Guys, as you know, I've been married 3.5 times. I suck at it, and there's a reason. I forget birthdays. I forget anniversaries. I forget to get them nice things. And Pro Flowers is, now that Pro Flowers is here, I might actually be able to make this one work because they've come up with the ultimate solution to ensure it never happens again. Flowers always make a great gift. If you did something wrong, you know, maybe you hooked up with her friend, get them flowers, right? Well, let's start with, you will never have to forget a birthday again or an anniversary because they've just launched a brand new Pro Gifter service. It's the easiest fail-proof way to never forget an event, and you can look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same up to 1 year in advance. So if you procrastinate or forget that anniversary or birthday, this is the service for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99.
Yeah, guys, Pro Flowers, they always buy directly from the best growers. You know you're getting fresh flowers. They pass a 7-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they're going to look good. And it really is difficult to remember all the days you're supposed to remember. That's where Pro Flowers helps you out. I know you can think of an occasion you should be sending flowers for, so go to proflowers.com now. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on your homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's Pro Flowers, proflowers.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What are the odds from the text line? What are the odds that Golovkin-Jacobs fight goes more than 4 rounds? I say 26%.
I would say, like, to me, the number's 4.5 rounds, so I'd say it's about 50-50.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be faster than that. But we will have Jim Lampley on tomorrow to talk about it. And the battery says, tell that caller you can still play on DraftKings. Yeah, DraftKings was challenging it, so you could still play on there. You could still play on Derby Wars, the horse tournament site, which is a fantasy horse site, because they're challenging the legal ruling. And yeah, I just chose not to put my money in there because I got burned so bad with poker. And if they, I'm sure they'll pay off if it winds up being a similar situation here. But, you know, it's until that gets settled, I'm not putting any more of my money in those sites. I'm just, that's just me, though. Here's one from 409. What are the odds Feast Mode, Eddie Lacy, has a resurgence in, good name, has a resurgence in his career with the Hawks, sort of like Marshawn Lynch did?
I mean, well, I don't know that Marshawn...
Lynch was pretty good when he got there.
Yeah. I'd say those are pretty different cases, but Marshawn Lynch also, when Marshawn Lynch got there, the Seahawks offensive line was in a lot better shape than it is now. And yeah. That is a major problem for them. So I'm going to say if you're expecting massive things out of Eddie Lacy, I'd chill out a little.
Well, massive, yes. Things, I don't know. Mitchell, you're on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Mitchell?
Yeah, so I got a question. What are the odds that a Dallas major sports team wins a title before a Houston team? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, won't be the Mavericks.
No.
Not going to be the Stars this year.
I think it's probably 60-40.
Yeah.
65-35 maybe. It helps that they have an extra team.
Right.
Their football team is probably closer right now.
Yeah, until the Texans get a quarterback.
The baseball teams are...
They're pretty close.
They're both pretty close.
I still like the Rangers better if they're pitching healthy.
The Rangers have been so close multiple times. I'll go 62-38 Dallas.
I think that's fair. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Josh says, I think gambling and betting is best defined as not having control over the ultimate outcome. I think that's one way to describe it. That's one aspect of it, certainly. And Deacon asked something, just said, I really love the common sense you guys are talking about gambling and sports betting. We just don't get this level of understanding in regular talk radio. Would love you guys to do an extra gambling, poker, sports betting show sometime with RJ on for an hour, taking calls, maybe a poker pro or two, a couple pro gamblers. I know you guys think that maybe it wouldn't interest your whole audience, but I think it could be a hit as a one-off show. I don't think it would interest our entire audience. And I think it'd be fun to do something like that. And I'd love to do an hour with RJ at some point. But, yeah, just for the general audience, I just don't think it works. But at some point, maybe do a podcast like that. The bottom line, the risk of sounding mercenary, can we make money off of it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of I think we're at the point now where our time is pretty valuable to us. So to just do it as a one-off would be fun, but we kind of need to get paid for it. I know that sounds terrible, but that's life. That's kind of where we are right now. At least that's where I am. So my time is valuable. If there's not some kind of compensation tied to it, it's probably not something I'm going to do. Let's try Nick. What's up, Nick?
Sports, guys.
Sports.
What are the odds that the Texans take a look at Revis now that all charges have been dropped? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I don't think they'll look at Revis because I don't think they believe Revis can play.
Yeah, that's the thing. People forget he wasn't very good last year. And you're going to have to pay him more than $6 million a year. And is he really worth that? Nick said, didn't you and Matt Dean used to have a poker show when you were on Sundays? Actually, yeah, we had a Monday night poker show, and it was a lot of fun. And that's how John got his start in the business, as a matter of fact, by answering the phones on that show as an intern. And our other intern, well, he kind of flamed out, and we needed our producer flamed out. We needed another producer, and we suggested John, and look at him now. Answering phones on a poker show.
All grown up.
Yep.
That was like 9 years ago.
God, yeah, it was a long time ago. Starting to realize that, Jesus, I've been in this business a while now. I don't think, at first, the last couple of years, it's felt like I was never, it's weird as you get old. It's almost like I was never in newspapers. Like that was a totally different person in a totally different life. And because, well, you're getting 9 years removed now.
Right.
But that was a fun show. And now, to be fair, that show kind of evolved. It started as a poker show, and we'd hope we'd get a bunch of – poker was still on fire at the time, so we thought we'd get a bunch of sponsors, but it was right about when it started dying. So the show kind of evolved into us just talking sports mostly. But that was fun, man. We had some big names on back then.
Well, and poker, you got to remember, 9 years ago, poker was in, like, its boom phase.
Right, right.
It's far past that.
Yeah, now. Well, Black Friday pretty much killed it. So, I think, and that's one of the things that it frustrates me is not being able to play poker online. That was, but realistically, a lot of people didn't know what they were doing and lost a buttload of money, too. Sam's going to St. Arnold's tonight, and he's pretty much posted the five beers that I would try if I was there. I'm not big on IPAs, but I like the Springbok and the 16 and 17. So sounds like a fun night.
Yeah.
And getting back to the scratch off thing, Black Spotted Zebra says the only time I do scratch offs is Christmas and my birthday, mainly from my aunt, her go to gift for everyone. My mom does that. She'll buy a bunch of scratch offs for Christmas. And inevitably, what winds up happening, if anybody wins, they just go to the store and buy a bunch more with whatever money it was. Nobody's ever won enough where you can say, oh, man, I'm pocketing this. But it's, you know, it's fun, and that's all it is. It's just a gift and a thing. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And one more segment where if you want to get in your phone calls, we'll do that. But then at 5 o'clock, we're going to have R.J. Bell talking tourney and all things betting on the tourney and all things for filling out your bracket. And I have not filled out my brackets yet because I want to wait and hear what RJ says to say about a lot of this stuff because he knows this stuff and he's really good. So we'll do that at 5 o'clock. So if you want to get in, next segment is your time. Right now I'm going to give something away on the way to break here. Let's rodeo, Houston. Win a pair of tickets to the Houston Livestock Show and rodeo to see ZZ Top. Tuesday, March 21st at NRG Stadium. Experience great music, wild rodeo action, shopping, a huge carnival, and more. Tickets are just $18. Get yours today at RodeoHouston.com. Brought to you by the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Caller 18. You're going to see ZZ Top. Seen them many times.
Yeah.
Good show. All right. On a little more serious note, listen, there's a lot of kids out there who wind up dropping out of school, and they don't know what to do. Houston Can Academy takes them in, and they change lives, man. They really do. A lot of these are good kids that just couldn't get to, you know, they couldn't get to school for whatever reason, transportation problems. Some of them, you know, had to get jobs to support their families. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around that, whatever the problem is, and so many of them graduate. And it's such a cool program that they have over there. And the best part is you can help. And you can help by donating something you're not using anymore. That's the best part. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, a tractor. You got a tractor that's been sitting out there in your field and it got rusty and you didn't know what to do with it and you probably can't sell it. Well, if you give them a call, they're going to come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation will be tax deductible, which would be really cool when you you get to start doing your taxes next year. Think about how much it would be to have a great deduction for something you gave away and help somebody out with. So time to get rid of it. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get $50 Visa gift card in addition to everything else. So give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, years keep sliding by. It's already March, halfway through March, and if you're not in a career or a job you love, don't waste any more time. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. It's My Computer Career, the IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Even with no experience, you attend classes live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you're going to need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for? Most students are hired before they finish school. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love?
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Bitches. And we're back on The Blitz. I'm guessing that's Thomas Rhett.
Yes, sir.
Who I've never heard of before.
I'm sure he's awesome now.
Well, everybody will tell us whether he's bro country or real country. So, or pop country. I didn't realize there were so many factions among country listeners. I'm learning. It's not awful. I don't listen to a lot of slow stuff. Let's rodeo, Houston.
What do you slow dance to?
I can't tell you the last time I actually slow danced.
You a two-stepper?
No.
John, you know a two-step?
When I was in elementary school.
I mean, if you went somewhere and it came up that you needed a two-step, could you do it?
No.
I probably could. It would take me a minute. But,
okay.
I mean, I've done it. Let's rodeo, Houston. Thomas Rhett is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at rodeohouston.com for Thomas Rhett. And I appreciate all the texters the last few days educating me on some of these acts because I didn't really know them. So, a couple people asking about my grandmother. She's still in the hospital. She broke her hip about a week ago.
Oh.
Thought she was going to get out in a day because she's stubborn. But tried to tell her at the time, look, you're in your 90s and you broke your hip. You're not getting out in a day. So she's still there, but she's doing fine and it's being cranky. Pretty much. 504 asked, why does that commercial have a retake mid-read? I've been kind of curious about that myself.
It was on purpose.
They didn't have, they didn't have 30 seconds to fill on the promo, so.
225
started over.
Says, Thomas Rhett is definitely pop country. So.
Well.
Yeah.
Is pop country the same as bro country?
I don't know. I know the.
That's the real question.
I know that's what people call certain guys. I don't know the differences. But is that a negative? Bro, I'm guessing bro country would be a negative because
I think so.
Most references to bros are pretty negative.
You remember when someone on the internet called me the ultimate bro?
I don't remember that.
Like he was like, I hate Hoffman and Fowler.
That was in the comment section on Deadspin about the Texans, right?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
The ultimate bro.
Yeah, or I'm the ultimate bro still living in the frat phase or something like that. I'm like, well, you've got me pegged, bro. Got it. Boom.
Yeah, what frat were you in school? I forget.
No.
Oh, man. Let's listen to Will. What's up, Will?
Big Willie style. All in it.
Sports fellows. I just want to start by saying I'm not a big two-stepper myself, but I have been a couple times, and some girls that were with me were really excited whenever they saw someone that could take someone around the dance floor and jealous of the girl. So I just wanted to recommend hitting up some YouTube. It's kind of nice to have that in your back pocket. Yeah. And there's some real simple stuff you can learn on YouTube, man.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm no masterful two-stepper, but in a pinch, I can pull it off. It's nothing I can't fake for a little while. Like, when we were kids, we spent every summer at on the Frio, and every night when you're out there in the hill country, you go to Garner State Park, and you dance with chicks in hopes that, you know.
Yeah, a little action.
Maybe you'll feel a booby later on.
Right. Or the beginnings of one.
Right. So I know how to get by.
832 says Thomas Rhett is little teen girl country.
Oh, that's the best kind.
So there's another category.
And here's a
new category.
Here's another one too. 832 says, I heard it referred to the other day as Nashville pop.
Okay.
That sounds more like a soda though.
Jong says,
Good point from 713. It seems like every new artist gets deemed pop country, so classic country doesn't get diminished.
I mean, what is classic country anymore? I mean, there's...
Chris Stapleton, is that considered country?
I don't know.
Miranda Lambert?
I don't even listen to country, so I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm counting on the listeners to answer this stuff for us, because I know we have a lot of listeners who like country music.
We're in Texas,
for bleep's sake.
Blake Shelton's got to be pop country.
I don't know.
if not just pop.
Foster says, which is worse, someone who pulls you to the side and tells you what he thinks, Skip Bayless, or anonymous sources? To me, Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Anonymous sources have gotten a bad name because people are misusing them and they're not vetting them properly. But done right, they can be very useful. They're just not right. They're not done right when people, agents and coaches and people like that, are leaking stuff that they want to get out. And that kind of stuff bothers me because it's not really the true use of an anonymous source. And Troy mentions Hick Hop, which somebody brought up yesterday, which I think is a great name, but I have no idea what it means.
I don't either.
So, yeah, Todd says Chris Stapleton is definitely classic country.
Okay. So, anybody else going today that's still classic country?
That would be... Okay, so here's yet another category. Pop country sucks. Red Dirt is real country.
I give up on this.
Is that a band or is that
I give up on this conversation. Yeah. I've never heard of that ever.
Is that a band or is that a
form? You. Couldn't tell you.
Looks like it's a band.
Okay, then never mind. Okay, you don't... Okay, that's your definition of real country. That does me no good because I've never heard of them. I've never heard of them, so that does no good.
Take anything away from that.
Yeah.
That's Red Dirt?
Yeah?
Yeah. Guess what? No one's ever going to listen to this.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
When was that made?
Let me see. 2014.
Oh, my God.
And that song has 6,000 plays on Spotify.
Yeah, that song.
Compared to Thomas Rhett, the song I played, over 100 million.
Okay, well, let me tell you. It's probably this one guy playing it 6,000 times.
That's why classic country's dead, apparently, because Red Dirt sounds like it was recorded like in the same studios where Buddy Holly recorded back in the day. I mean, it's...
So he said it's Texas country, which is a totally different thing as well.
That's not Texas country. Not that I mean, maybe they're from Texas, but
maybe there's a band and a. I'm guessing there's a band and a type.
Okay, because sometimes I go out. I'll go every once in a while to that Main Street crossing in Tomball with my dad and listen to Texas country acts. And I mean, some of them are decent.
I've been to a few shows here in the last couple of years. It's I've seen Justin Van Zandt a couple times. I like him a lot. I think he's really good. And the guy that my wife loves from Canada, we've gone and seen a couple times. But his is sort of comedic. You know, all his songs sort of have jokes in them. It's not that I don't like it. It's just it's not something that I punch up on my Sirius XM.
Right. It's not in your workout mix?
No.
It's too bad.
Everything in my workout mix is stuff that is going to make my ears bleed.
Right.
It's Pantera.
Heavy and drums and
Slipknot, stuff like that. Things that keep me pumped up the whole time.
Oh, by the way, I decided we're going to play music during the breaks for tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
So I've been taking some suggestions on Twitter. Got some pretty good ones. If you guys want to add some to the list, just email me.
Okay. Yeah, just I'd love for you to play a little more of our buddies from 12 Years Driven and those guys, local bands. So that's my only request.
I want to play something that's like really long.
Somebody
in a Gata DeVita.
Somebody wanted me to play Bleep in a Box. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here we go. We want a 10-minute break. We'll play Jesus of Suburbia.
Yeah.
That's like 9 minutes long.
I could play Stairway the entire way through, 8 minutes.
That's a good one.
That might be
November Rain, which is, I always went at a, well, not me, but people I may know when they used to go to strip clubs would always wait for November Rain because it was like 7.5 minutes long.
Oh, and that's when you pay up for the lap dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But then the problem with that is like the stripper's super tired by the end of that song.
That's true. They can't.
Not performing as well.
Yeah. So if the listeners have anything they want me to play tomorrow and Friday, just tweet at me.
By the way, when November Rain was actually relevant, I was like 14 or 13, definitely not allowed into a strip club.
It probably didn't stop you.
No, it did. It did. The law stopped me.
I do want to remind everybody that if you want to compete in our bracket pool, there are prizes. Just go to galmedia.com/brackets and sign up. And I'm going to fill mine out tonight after we've had RJ Bell on the show, who's coming up next.
All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, slip resistant, cool to the touch, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard? No problem. Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to do an outdoor kitchen, a patio cover, you want to go with a fire feature or a water feature, they can do all of that. They can do residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money too. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over, and get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.